Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, redheaded people are handsome too, Lance. I mean, man, you're just trying to denigrate.
They're not. I made my point.
Racist.
Ooh, guess what? The other station's back too.
What other station? Oh, where, yeah, Melissa, we got to get Melissa in here. We have got to get Melissa in here to straighten out this whole controversy.
It's not a controversy.
For those of you who didn't hear, Lance is the least compassionate person maybe on the planet Earth.
See, you know? I didn't even attack you this way. John's doing that.
Yeah, he went further than you did. And you
I didn't do anything but tell the truth.
I just want you to know that your words are like John Boy with Jose Altuve. It's the same thing.
Everybody's going to boo you when
now,
they see you.
Now, everyone boos Altuve. Everyone thinks Altuve's the devil because of John Boy's mischaracterization. You're the John Boy of this radio station.
Mm. Well, are you the Jose Altuve?
I didn't say, you were going to say Jam Boy. I said John Boy.
Yeah. But
I didn't even know what a Jam Boy was until Raheel. Who told Raheel what it was?
We had read it somewhere.
How did y'all know?
Somehow it came up.
It's probably you. You're the one who brings all the wickedness into this
show. See, now people are going to boo you.
Look how he's attacking me because he's sensitive about
what
he did last week.
No, because John just mischaracterized me.
What Lance did last week is unforgivable. Okay? Unforgivable.
Except to the person who
we'll bring her in here.
Aggrieved.
We'll bring her in here. And she can't be a witness, actually. She can't be an expert witness.
No,
she's too nice.
We'll get her
thoughts. You cannot have a nice witness.
We'll get her thoughts.
All I did was tell the truth. She said it happened.
She won't tell the truth because she's going to save your feelings.
She doesn't hold you accountable, but you did do it.
She says
no big deal.
But doesn't mean you didn't do it.
That doesn't mean she didn't go have a nice cry after it was over.
People don't even know what you're talking about.
She
was crying during.
People don't even know what you're talking about at all.
Don't worry.
We'll tell it. It's awful. It's an awful, awful story. It's certainly not an after-school special. So Bill Barnwell put out his trendy Super Bowl picks. Who do you think the three teams are?
Texans.
That's one.
Lions.
Yep.
And I don't think it's anybody from – it's definitely not the Broncos. Let's see. Nobody from there. Nobody from there. It's trendy, so it can't be a team like the Ravens. It's not the Browns.
The Ravens are going to be interesting with the losses on their offensive line. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I don't see the Ravens getting there. I don't know. Bengals? I'm not hearing anyone say
Bengals.
No,
it's the Packers.
Oh, okay.
The Packers went to Dallas, beat their ass, and then Anders Carlson missed a field goal.
Yeah.
With 1:41 left.
Yep.
Christian McCaffrey brought him back and gave them the win in the last minutes of the game. Jordan Love looks like the real deal. And picked up who'd they pick up? They picked up a wide receiver?
Yeah, let's see. I got it up right now. Green Bay's free agents, let's see. Well, their wide receivers are still Reed, Dobbs, and Watson, so they're all homegrown.
Christian Watson.
They got the same guys. Their tight ends I like, Tucker Kraft and Luke Musgrave, I think, is going to end up being really, really good. And you got the same offensive line, which is a pretty good offensive line. I do question Rashid Walker, their left tackle. We'll see how good he's going to be. Josh Jacobs is who you're thinking of. They picked up Josh Jacobs at running back to go with Marshawn Lloyd, the rookie, and they still have A.J. Dillon. So they're going to be good at running back, and he can catch the ball very well out of the backfield. Yeah, I mean, you look at the Devontae Wyatt, Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, really good up front. The linebackers, Edgerrin Cooper is the rookie from A&M, Quay Walker, and that's awfully talented. Eric Stokes, their cornerbacks, they added Xavier McKinney as the safety, and then they've added Javon Bullard to the secondary. Jair Alexander's still there. Keyshawn Nixon's okay. I think the secondary, we got to see how the secondary plays.
Could the NFC North
determine?
Well, listen, the Lions are really good. The Packers are pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to give you the
Bears are going to be better. The Bears won seven games Justin Fields.
The Bears and now are not an easy out. The Bears are not going to be an easy
out. No, they're not an easy out.
Montez Sweat the whole season. And now you got Keenan. Think about this. Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen, and DJ Moore. They're three very different types of receivers. To go with Gerald Everett, who they added, and Cole Kmet. Caleb Williams got a lot to work with here from a wide receiver standpoint.
We got them second game of the year. That's not going to be easy. It is not going to be easy.
Well, it is, but...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It'll be easy. Is it here?
It's here.
Okay. You can't win.
Sunday Night Football.
When everyone's screaming swarm, you're not going to win.
Tell it to the Colts.
Swarm! No, that was at the beginning of the year.
Well, this will be at the beginning of the year, too.
How the Colts like when we came and did what we did into their place.
Yeah.
As long as their backup quarterback is muffing a throw to their third-string running back, got a real shot.
It's the battle between last year's Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, and this year's Offensive Rookie of the Year. Because to me, Caleb Williams is almost a lock. I'm writing that article right now. I'm like, he's going to have to get hurt not to win this.
Yep. All right, we got to catch up on breaks. You got to talk QC Kinetics.
Yeah, QC Kinetics. Speaking of getting hurt, QC Kinetics can get you back in the game. I mean, they typically don't handle standard injuries that are going to recover by themselves. And why do they recover by themselves? Because the body's healing power is so strong. We know that. I mean, that's not something that we don't all know. The body heals what's wrong. But as you start to have issues with chronic pain, what happens is the chronic pain makes you have that problem because of worn away tissue or tissue that has just really been damaged over time. And so what QC Kinetics works on is they take the body's healing power, they concentrate it, you put it back into the joint, and then it begins to restore damaged tissue, and then it regenerates lost tissue. And so it starts to look, the joint starts to look like it did originally. It starts to have that same ability to provide you a lack of inflammation so that you can have the movements that you once had. You have the mobility, and you don't have the chronic pain. It's not waking you up in the middle of the night. You're out living your best life once again outdoors when you want to and playing the sports you want to, and that's how QC Kinetics works. There's four locations in Houston, and they want you to come on in. They will take care of you. It's QCKinetics.com. That's QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 819, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texans Pat, is that Texans Pat on a mobile? Texans PA
Texans
on a mobile?
Texans PA on a mobile.
The public address?
I believe so.
Oh.
It is the Texans PA announcer, I think.
Okay. It's the Texans public announcer.
Public address announcer.
Public address announcer on a mobile. Let's see. Let's go to him. Hey, Texans public address announcer on a mobile.
Texans swarm!
Swarm!
Texans swarm! Texans swarm!
There it is. How do you not get hyped up when you hear swarm?
I don't get hyped up when I hear.
Who's that a creation of?
Yeah.
Was that a creation of?
When did that
swarm?
Start?
Like, who created that?
Yeah.
They
was
started
it D'Amico or Nick Casario?
I don't know.
And they brought it to the public address announcer? And he does it in the games? What happens?
They, oh, so, when so they, make they a just tackle? Go, Texans, I think that's how it goes, and they just go, and then it's up on the board. You're supposed to scream, swarm.
So when they make a defensive play.
Kind of. It's a little forced, I'll admit it, but that's fine. I want them to swarm.
Don't they normally like try to tie in with the team name or the mascot?
Yeah, but that's lame. Well, I'm done doing this, you know. The Bulls on Parade was fine. It's a high-energy song from Rage Against the Machine, although Bob McNair probably wouldn't have loved their anti-corporate their anti-corporate sentiment in that song and every other song that they had. But that was fine, Bulls on Parade. But no, swarm. You want to swarm. Get away from all the stuff that has... No, swarm's fine. Do you do stuff like swim? Do the dolphins say, swim, dolphin, swim?
They do fins up. They do fins up, though.
Lame. Fins up?
Yeah.
Lame.
That's so stupid.
It's a dolphin. No one cares if it's a shark.
Is your stadium ever going to recover from that game?
It's not my stadium.
It's your people.
Your stadium got beat to hell.
It's not my people or my stadium. I don't care.
Your stadium got beat to hell by Columbia.
Yeah.
Columbia knew not to pull that crap in the 200 level.
Is Melissa sadder about the loss or Lance?
The
loss.
The Columbian loss.
Yeah.
Well, she's
no. The loss. Is
she's
like,
much
easily.
Sadder about that. She was crying during Lance's faux pas.
No, she
was.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, she was.
She wasn't.
Her eyes were
you
watering.
Weren't here, John.
Well,
you gotta
I
stop.
Got a first-hand account.
You got to stop.
Her eyes were watery.
No, they weren't.
They were.
She was saying something about somebody who passed away.
Yeah, and you don't know her for eyes are watery because you're looking down at your phone finding a Jose Lima clip.
Yeah, because she wanted to hear it.
No, she didn't.
Well, she laughed whenever she heard it.
But she didn't ask for
that.
So
I brought her from tears to laughter. Oh, look at me doing my thing again, making people happy.
Is this the greatest sport we don't have here? In Russia, they have a big fat guy fighting two women.
No, that's not a good sport.
We
call that domestic violence here.
No. Hey, they're fighting him.
Those aren't real fighters. Those are just women.
I know. Those are
show
just
me
people.
Any, yeah, they're getting the piss kicked out of them.
I know.
The women are.
I want to see the guy get
I thought it was, yeah, well, then put him in against real fighters. Get two real fighters then who would beat the brakes off that fat guy.
I know. That would be good.
Yeah, then we're talking. Then maybe it's a fair fight. I mean, they have headgear on, too. Those are just two girls who can't even hardly land a punch.
Yeah, that was
bad. I thought that was terrible.
That was awful.
Now, I will tell you, I've seen little people doing a lot of UFC. That's caught my attention. Have you seen the face kick from one little guy? Oh, man.
Hezbollah?
No, but I did. Oh, but Hezbollah's arch enemy, I saw him in a fight. He would have crushed Hezbollah. Hezbollah is the terrorist group. Hezbollah?
Is that how you say it? Oh, what else?
Little people.
Oh, man, we're getting a lot of gingers now and a lot of ginger comments in here.
Brutal dwarf fight. World's strongest dwarf brutalizes opponent. Click.
Oh,
video unavailable. Oh, you know why? Because it's in restricted mode. The NFL's trying to say this is too violent. No, this is what I need to see, NFL. Look at this. This is a dwarf fight, and it's the world's strongest dwarf. And, I mean, I'm just telling you, I will watch. And why can't these guys make money, too, off of this?
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. We shouldn't watch, like, little people fight during the show. We should probably...
Oh, what do you think about that? Look how rocked up this guy is.
This is the stupidest. Now, Christina Hendricks should be what right up there.
God, yeah.
But this is top 10 redheads in Hollywood style. Has Deborah Messing number one. Jessica Chastain is by far the hottest redhead in... I mean, it's not even close.
Oh, they're ranking beauty?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jessica Chastain and Christina Hendricks from Mad Men? What?
Yeah, Jessica Chastain's strong.
Oh, my God. She's the best.
And Christina Hendricks is the voluptuous one.
Yeah.
It's got to be your type for you to like her, but she's really pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about Kate Mara?
See, you're a Kate Mara guy. I think she's okay.
From, what's it called?
Lots of things, but House of Cards.
No, she's too skinny.
No, she's not. See, she's not skinny.
There it is.
No.
Kate Mara, you're a Kate Mara. No, because she also, let's be honest. Let's be honest.
She's not skinny.
She looks like a skate girl.
Well, she's 40-something years old.
Well,
so
now,
I'm not sure.
But she was.
You don't, what do you mean?
You could have listened to her emo rock.
She's the daughter of two NFL.
But she looks like somebody who did emo rock back in the early 2000s.
She's of the Mara and what's the Steeler family? The Rooneys?
The Rooneys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Rooney Mara is her sister.
She is not a skate girl.
But she looks like she could have been a
Whatever.
Skate
you just like to put that on anyone I mentioned.
And John's got the new Marianne, which is the new Ginger, rather, who was Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
That's your style.
That's yeah. See, no, that's
it's just yeah.
Fabulous.
You're just making stuff up.
Yeah. No, yeah, you do. He does do that.
He's just making stuff up.
What am I making up?
And we're just supposed to agree with him because he's making it up.
What am I making up exactly?
Oh, she looks like a skater. That's your style. What?
She does.
Did you guys?
She doesn't.
Did you guys see? I mean, it's the All-Star break, so we really don't care.
Yeah.
Anybody wants in? 713-780-3776.
Okay. Does this not look like an emo
she
girl?
Looks like, yes.
Yes, it's an emo girl.
She's not. I don't know where you. Kate
he
Mara.
Likes emo girls.
He does like emo.
She's not an emo girl.
She kind of is.
No, she isn't.
Look at the eyeliner.
John,
she's an emo girl.
John,
you can't see it clearly.
John,
you're too close to.
Quiet
it.
Down, John. Google emo girl, and you'll see what an emo girl actually
Kate
looks
Mara.
Like.
Oh, Kate Mara. Kate Mara comes up. So, did you see what Dana Brown had to say about Lance McCullers?
No, but I did see Luis Garcia's coming back to the team. And then when he's ready for another rehab assignment, the Astros put that out there. Steve Grand, I saw a press release this morning. I was reading it.
And
he's coming back to be ready. He was in the dugout the other day. Be ready to go do another rehab assignment at some point.
Well, that's good.
Okay. And what's McCullers is coming back this week?
No, but when he does come back, he'll probably be help out of the bullpen.
He's not helping anybody.
No, that's what he has to be now.
That's what he has
but
to be.
But he's not helping out of the bullpen.
We're not doing anything.
Would you rather have, okay, Lance McCullers come back or Jake Bloss on the mound right now?
No, healthy McCullers? I'd rather have healthy McCullers.
What healthy McCullers?
Well, you know.
What healthy
when are you getting a healthy McCullers?
Well, I would okay.
Well, he's pitched
not that
before.
I would, no, I would rather have Jake Bloss starting.
You don't even know what this kid can do.
I have no idea, and I'd rather him started.
Why? But Lance McCullers was a good pitcher for you in 2022. He's been good when he's pitched.
It's 2024.
I know. Well, he didn't pitch since then.
Jake Bloss has been pitching really, really well.
I guess. I've never seen him in a major league pitch really
no,
well.
No, but he came up through the system. He was actually great.
You're basically saying anybody, you're a never McCullers guy.
I am a, you know, I can't trust him guy.
McCullers.
I can't trust him guy.
He's a never McCullers guy.
He's
he
a
never
McCullers.
Pitches.
He never pitches.
McCullers is a never McCullers guy.
God, I wish I could argue against you guys.
Well, you can't. Well, listen.
It's an impossible argument to win. Like, he hasn't pitched since 22.
And he only pitched the last eight games.
We had the wheelhouse.
The last eight games.
Did we even have the wheelhouse at that point? Or was it still Fred and AJ? I think we had wheelhouse then.
I don't.
22, I think, was wheelhouse.
I am not going to track history by what shows we had on.
No, before wheelhouse and after wheelhouse.
McCullers is a never McCullers.
He is.
It's probably one of the rudest things you've ever said. That guy's a pro athlete.
Does he have Maestro DeBell in his bar?
Well, it's a coffee shop. Maven is a coffee shop.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. But he may have it behind a bar.
It looks like a.
No, actually, no.
He has a bar.
No, I think there's a. I think Unreal has a cocktail with Maestro DeBell and Maven coffee. I know they use his coffee in one of the cocktails.
See?
And they have Maestro DeBell there at Riel, R-I-E-L. There's a couple different Maestro DeBells, including the Cristalino. But, yeah, Maestro DeBell goes great with cocktails. But find the one that you like. See, that's the thing is if you really haven't been into tequila, and I wasn't at one point either, I didn't really know the differences. I didn't really get into it. I knew that, okay, well, I've got, you know, the Reposado. I've got I didn't really know much about the Añejo. The standard is the silver. Then they have a smoke silver, which gives you a smokier cocktail if you like that, especially with your margaritas frozen or on the rocks. But, you know, the Añejo is terrific. It is a great sipping tequila if you've never had that. And Maestro DeBell, every one of their tequilas is aged properly, distilled properly. You don't have the impurities. You don't have that harsh burn. If you get that, you have a cheap tequila. And that's not what you have with Maestro DeBell. It's going to taste great, and you're going to love it, whether it's by itself or you pair it, you know, with different ingredients in a cocktail. It's Maestro DeBell. Wherever you find fine liquors, make sure that you ask about Maestro DeBell. If they don't have it, it's Maestro DeBell.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. One of the stories that we missed yesterday, that Lance missed yesterday, I apologize. One of the stories that Lance missed yesterday was about the executives and coaches voting for the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And the best quarterbacks in the NFL, who do you think was number one among executives and coaches?
For best quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Well, it's Pat.
Well, he barely edged in. I think he had, well, he had every vote.
Except, yeah.
One person
voted him second.
Yeah, one person had him second. Josh Allen first? Josh had one vote
so
first.
So it was, yeah, whoever was over there, Being
too smart.
What do you mean, being too smart?
Oh, you thought it was Bean? You thought it was Bean?
Well, Bean or
well, no, whoever put Josh Allen is really smarter than everybody else. I just have to be smart. I just have to be really, really
or
smart.
Back my guy or not like Mahomes. I think Mahomes was overrated. Maybe.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I can't imagine it's anybody with any other team other than Buffalo. I think he's a really good quarterback, but I also think Josh Allen. Do you have the executive, what they said about Josh Allen? They featured it on ESPN. I think this is extremely accurate about Josh Allen. You know, sometimes
he leaves you wanting a little bit more. But if you're picking who you want to have lead your team, he's going to be second or third for most people. The ceiling is still really high, and I don't really feel he was the reason the Bills haven't been able to finish.
No, Josh, okay, that's the positive one. Keep reading. There's one that believes he's severely overrated. Now, I don't think Josh is overrated. And generally, fans look at overrated differently. But this evaluation comes as a true quarterback evaluation.
One of the more overrated players in the NFL, a veteran NFL executive said, immense talent, but he makes a lot of mistakes. He's underdeveloped at winning at the line of scrimmage, tends to lock onto targets, more of a thrower than precision passer, forces throws into traffic. Okay. I can see all of those.
All that's accurate as a quarterback
analysis. But he's still
analysis.
Really, really, really
He's good. Really, really good, but the point is, he's never really gotten better at winning at the line. Is such a huge part of it, recognizing where your pressure points are coming, recognizing coverages. And I think the point they're making is that Josh is just doing it on pure talent. You know, that's the argument against Lamar Jackson sometimes, is you're just going off pure talent, but you got to advance your game at some point to where you start to play chess against the coordinators, and Josh Allen's not playing chess. Josh Allen gives it away way too often in the red zone.
Well, is he going to be a guy who, as the hits pile up, the athleticism starts to go away, he's going to be a guy who doesn't transition well early to mid-30s, where he's not going to be the same type of impactful player?
Can he get better at actually
that's why I'm
passing?
That's what
well,
I'm
he's a better passer than Cam Newton was, but some of that is on the run. Like, he likes to – it's throwing on the run is a big part of what he does. But I think going from Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs to now he's got Keon Coleman, who I heard is having a hard time in camp, getting separation. I heard some disappointing things on Keon Coleman. So we'll see if Keon Coleman is the answer. I got a feeling Josh Allen does not have enough over there this year, and that team could take a step back. Because I think offensively Josh is going to start forcing things. He's not going to have the open windows. You know, Gabe Davis is a clear vertical threat. And then you had Stephon Diggs just going to get open. Anytime you lose a safety blanket, it is really, really tough for a quarterback, especially one who's not really a thinker like Josh Allen and a true field scanner. I think it's going to be hard for Josh Allen to make that move. That's why a guy like C.J. Stroud, if you're a field scanner like Joe Burrow or C.J. Stroud, you're less dependent on one player. Josh, I think Josh is just – and I like him a lot. I think he's a winner. I think he's tough. But he's just too mistake-prone.
Yeah. Joe Burrow was second. He was
that's interesting. He's missed all that time, well, and they still make him second.
They still believe in him. And he was second last year. Josh Allen is third. Lamar Jackson is fourth.
What's said about Lamar? I'm interested in the positive and negative.
Lamar, the positive, how he came in with everything, stuck to the stigma as a runner that sticks with you as a pro until you prove them wrong. That's not fair, but that's the way it's been with him. There wasn't any doubt who the best player in the league was last year, so it's long been time to put that to rest. He was better than the numbers say as a pocket passer, really efficient, may not have had crazy production, but always made a lot of plays. Watching it, you feel the impact, definitely more accurate. Is he now? Is he? I don't think he wants to be a runner. He's going to be the runner he used to be. Now, there's a guy. That's the scary one. Yeah. As soon as he loses, you know, the ability to, you know, beat you with his legs, can he beat you with his arm? Josh Allen,
I think. At a high enough rate to be considered. Like, can he win games without running?
Yeah.
Can he win games in the postseason? Because ultimately, Lamar's a two-time MVP who's gotten to the postseason, has not been great there. Right now, his whole thing is, can he win in the postseason? You know, once that narrative, he's an MVP, two-time MVP. So the argument's always going to be, if you talk bad about him, he's an MVP, two-time MVP. If you have something positive to say, it's he can't win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's the next thing he has to prove. And so it's probably best to try to get you a chip before you lose some of that athleticism. But even, I don't think he's going to lose
the
athleticism.
He's on his way to a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, I don't think
he's going to. Two MVPs, if he gets the chip, he's in.
And I don't think he's going to lose athleticism. The question is, does he stay healthy in his lower body?
Yeah. Matthew Stafford is fifth.
See, that was surprising to me.
Last year he was tenth. Well, Justin Herbert is sixth, and I just don't get it.
Well, see, this keeps in line with football. People see Herbert differently than the rest of us do.
I mean,
I see the talent, but, you know, Josh Allen actually gets there. Josh Allen, you can point the stuff you don't like about Josh Allen, but he's still rated really high because Josh Allen leads his team to high scores. He's combative. I don't find it combative in a good way. I just don't find Justin Herbert to be this combative, ultra-competitive player. I don't know. I see the talent, but, man, sixth? Like, I guess I could see sixth if you give him the benefit of the doubt, but you're doing all this on pure talent, not on end results.
Well, I mean, well, let's take a look at the guys behind him and who you have. CJ is seventh.
I get that
his highest. Somebody voted him second, and somebody voted him out of the top ten.
It's so, too early. Wow, that's great. But it's too early. I get if you want to say it's too early after 1 year to crown C.J. Stroud, okay, that's fine. Yeah. You can put him behind Herbert if you want, but I guarantee he won't be there next year.
He's as good as anybody, honestly, said an NFL scout. He's got to do it again, but the arm talent combined with the taking care of the ball and the ability to process was impressive. All his sets. He set the standard for a rookie and a rookie quarterback. So much poise, stands in the pocket, delivers the football, stands tall, doesn't see colors coming at him. He's cut down on the throws he would miss in college. The Texans have helped him with play action and defined throws. He's capitalized as a big, strong thrower with elite ball placement. They've made it fun for him. I'm really thrilled that he's got a second year with Bobby. And, you know, not changing coordinators every year is really, really important. Having that same continuity, having the same offense. This is going to be fun. Aaron Rodgers is eighth. Is Aaron Rodgers going to prove? I think Aaron Rodgers is probably looking at this and going, really? You got Justin Herbert ahead of me?
It feels like a dumb list, but, I mean, stay healthy and play. They had Matthew Stafford when he was hurt. They had him 10th.
Now, until last year, had he missed any time?
Yeah, he missed some time, but not like last year.
Well, I mean.
But, John, you're assuming he's not going to take a position in Trump's cabinet. You're assuming he's not just going to go full time, you know, he's not going to start his own podcast at some point.
Well, he already did that.
It feels like he loves podcasts as much as football right now and ayahuasca and hanging out and partying.
Doing
shrooms. Is he really all in with the Jets?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
I mean, they've made all these changes because of him.
No, yeah, he is. You watch.
We need to cut the crap in this building. We got to get all the crap out of here in this building. Hey, Aaron, we have mandatory camp. I'll see you in a week. I have a trip planned. Okay.
Well, yeah, isn't that the one where
we added Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard? We gave you all these players that you wanted. I can't change my flight. There's a $100 flight change fee. I can't do it.
Well, I'm not sure that's it. Jared Goff is ninth. I would have Jared Goff ahead. I would have Jared Goff ahead of Justin Herbert. I think Jared Goff is better than Justin Herbert right now.
I think Herbert's more talented.
He got him to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, I get that. But, you know, some of that is your defense, too, your offensive line.
No, I get that.
I think they're looking at talent. I think they're,
gotten to a Super Bowl.
So these guys are looking at who they'd want as their quarterback. That's how they're looking. Because they got to actually win games. They're not trying to.
Jared Goff is winning games.
They're not
games.
Trying to look at stats.
Jared Goff won games in L.A.
I get it.
He's winning games
and
here.
And yet NFL people would rather have Herbert.
Yeah. He's got a smoking hot model.
That doesn't do anything for anybody.
That does.
For him. Maybe no one cares.
I don't know. And then Dak Prescott is
one person.
Yeah. And then Dak is one.
You don't think that counts?
No.
Dak's 10. See.
Quarterback with a hot.
This is what makes you nervous. If you're Philadelphia, you had one monster year from Jalen Hurts, then last year was solid. A lot of these touchdowns are tush pushes.
Yeah.
You just paid him a lot of money. He's not considered in the top 10. Where is?
Well, last year he was probably second.
Did they only go top 10?
No, he's in 10. Last year I think he was second.
Yeah, and it's 1 year.
I mean,
so
it's
we'll
1 year.
We'll see how he comes back. But he's got some really good wide receivers. Yeah. Like that, he's got a good offensive line. He's got good wide receivers, a good tight end. Like, it's not really a lot of.
Well, how big a
loss
is Kelce?
He played poorly last year at the end.
How big a loss is Kelce? It's going to be a loss.
Well, that's going to be a loss. We'll see. We'll see how big a loss it is. But, So who are some notable quarterbacks out of there? Jalen Hurts would be most notable. Did you say Jordan Love?
Who?
You had Jordan Love in there, right?
No.
Jordan Love's not in the top 10? I'm okay with the guys who are ahead of Jordan Love. I want Jordan Love. You say you want to see CJ do it again? I want to see Jordan Love do it again.
Yeah.
If you're going to say that. Tua not in there?
Tua's not in there.
Honorable mention.
Doesn't belong in there.
League leader in passing, but okay.
Yeah, doesn't belong in there.
Oh, Tua over...
Your guy. What was your guy again?
Tua over Dak.
Seventh?
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, not CJ.
Oh, two and seven.
Where was Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow's two.
Two? Does that represent the number of times he's missed the season? Two?
No, that's season-ending injuries.
No, or does that represent the number of times he's finished the season?
Yes, that does.
Oh,
they're
two.
Equal.
Okay, two and two. Two out of four. That's a great ratio.
How did he make second? I mean, but that just goes to show you it's not about the injuries. They're basically saying who they would want. And the NFL is telling you we still want guys who can win from the pocket. That's what this list tells you. Look at all these guys on this list. I mean, Josh Allen was third, but it's not like he doesn't have big plays from the pocket or he doesn't throw for a lot of yards. We know who first was Mahomes. And being a playmaker and a play extender is very positive. Lamar Jackson, four. But once you get past there, Herbert's a pocket guy.
But who are the other guys who...
But
who
Tua's
can't
a
win
pocket
from the
guy.
Pocket.
Yeah. I mean, all those guys. But all those guys are.
Yep.
And that's what they want. But I guess, if you're looking, I mean, dual threat quarterbacks are one thing. But if you think about it, Justin Fields is now a backup. I mean, there's not a lot of guys that are run first. Deshaun Watson is nowhere near there, and he's more of a run over pass success dual threat guy. Jaden Daniels is going to be the one. I'm writing this up for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'm really interested to see how Daniels does the passer because one of the big advantages to me is that guy's a good passer and good runner.
Yeah. We'll see if Washington doesn't destroy another
core,
running quarterback.
That's what I said. The wide receiving core, when you look at what he had at LSU, the advantage he had at LSU versus what he's got at Washington, I mean, these windows are going to be a whole lot tighter.
Yeah. Speaking of windows being tighter, what about tighten up your windows and get your air conditioning?
Yeah, Vanderford Air wants you to give them a call if there's anything wrong with your air conditioner. If you have any concerns right now, you know, it's going to get hotter. You guys know that, right? It's going to get hotter in August. It's already hot. Feels like it was 106 yesterday. I know, 97. I get it. But it's going to get even hotter in August. It's always the hottest month. And Vanderford Air says, look, if you've been going through the summer without having an AC that you feel is working properly, why have you not called us? Give us a call and let us come out there and take care of your system. They'll give you a checkup, and the AC checkup, the tune-up, is going to make sure that, you know, you have the right amount of Freon there to cool you. They'll check all the ins and outs of the AC system to make sure they're running properly. If you feel like you are running properly, it's still a great way for them to come out and just give you the clean bill of health. If you think you have something going on, they'll take a look. They'll find whatever it is. They check every single room with a a cooling load check, a heat load check, where they turn the AC down to about 66 and they check the cooling in every single room to see if the rooms are cooling properly. If not, you know, that can be addressed as well. But if you need a new system, they've got financing available, and they'll get you a system that is going to be very strong and is going to work properly so that you have the AC that needs to, that you know, what you're getting is what you're paying for. And a new AC system is going to run efficiently for you, and it's going to cool the house properly with the unit size that is appropriate for your home. It's 281-557-COOL. That's 281-557-COOL.
ESPN 97.5. Hey, time for me right now. I need to talk about the next segment is what I need to talk about right here, Dell. I'm pretty sure that I'm just going to go. We're going to go into the next segment right now, and we are going to maybe play the national anthem again because we need that to start this segment right here.
For those who didn't hear it, you have to hear what is now considered one of the worst. And it's worse because, look, Roseanne Barr's is the worst I ever heard, but she wasn't even – she started trying
– Carl Lewis.
Can you get Roseanne and Carl Lewis up so we can decide this? Del, I want to hear Roseanne's – Roseanne started – what she ended up saying was she was trying to do it good. And then
why she spit?
No, when everyone started booing, she said she decided she was going to turn it into like a bit, which, you know, didn't go well. Carl wanted to do well. Yeah, Carl's is bad.
Carl's is
But this girl's a Grammy Award nominated country artist. There was just no excuse for this. Can you play Roseanne, Del? I want to be reminded.
It was
about that.
No, you're right. She tried to. Carl was actually trying to. Yeah. And then there was a little girl.
He goes, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
Carl said something like that in the middle. Like, oh, God. There was Fergie.
And every time a bad national anthem comes up, Carl Lewis might be sitting in the car right now here in Houston.
I got Carl's phone number.
He might be sitting in his car right now in Houston going, really, guys? Why I got to come up every time?
I didn't bring up Carl.
I think I did.
I thought about him.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Do you have Roseanne first?
Whatevs.
Del, here's Roseanne. I wanna let's try this. No.
Too low.
It's too low. Then let's get Carl Lewis. Roseanne's was terrible, and that ended up being not great for her. Here's Carl Lewis. Hey, Carl's great. Carl is a great dude.
Yeah.
I got a chance to talk to Carl a couple months ago, and he was fantastic. He's not a singer. He's a sprinter and long jumper.
Why are you trying to do that?
Coach.
Let us professionals do it.
Yeah, that's right. Here's Carl Lewis singing National Anthem. I want to say it was at a Nets basketball game, maybe. It was a basketball game, but it was, unfortunately, it lives in infamy.
All right, are we all ready? Here we go.
This is bad.
Oh,
no.
Poor choice.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
So far, he's hitting the notes.
That's all right.
What's so proud?
That sounds like it's as high as he can go.
He started too high.
I know because it's a cappella.
Still, you start lower.
So far, it's not as bad as I remember. What the hell's going on? I mean, he's jazzed it up a little.
No, it's actually...
Now, here's where it's too hard. High.
And the rocket red
flag. Oh, God.
Uh-oh. The bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our black was still there. I'll make up for it now.
It's more memorable because the thing jumping in. Here's the quick free. key change.
It's too long, by the way. By the way,
I will say it's not as bad as I remember.
Know. I thought it was a lot worse.
I thought it was a lot worse. He was actually on key for most of it. It was just too high. Yeah. It was, he should have started, you mentioned, lower. He never could have hit those notes.
If you start
jumping in and saying,
uh-oh,
I'm going to make up for it now. That's that's not great. I will say Carl Lewis is actually better than this girl. Okay, Ingrid Andress. She's a country singer.
Is she?
And she puts her own little spin on the national anthem, which is usually where you, I feel like we should play Fergie first. But we've got Ingrid here, so we'll play Ingrid now. Unless you got John up. Because John's is, it's a speedy version.
It's,
but John hits all the notes.
It's the cliff notes.
Did you ever say, all right, now watch out. Now I'm about to make up for it. Did you ever say that?
I never said that.
Okay, Dell, just play whatever version you want. Whatever you have here.
Oh, say,
okay. This is at the home run derby. Night.
By the dawn's early light.
Well, she just missed there.
What so proudly we hail.
By what's she doing at the top of those notes? Yeah.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare.
Wow.
That our flag was still there.
Oh my.
Oh.
You okay?
It gets, it actually gets worse again too.
That's way worse than Carl.
Honestly, she's worse than Carl Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carl jumped in on his own song. That's not even close. This is an artist. This is what she does. She never jumped 28 feet in her life in the long jump. She never ran a sub 10.
You don't know.
I looked it up. She's not in there.
Well, you don't know.
I looked it up.
Did it in her backyard or anything.
She never jumped 28 feet in an international competition. She never ran a sub 10. For a 100-meter dash. She never won a 200 meters at the Olympics. She never won a 4x100 at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Never did any of these things happen. And yet she's nominated for a Grammy, and Carl Lewis isn't, and he outsang her.
He did outsang.
Carl Lewis outsang Ingrid Andress, if that's her name.
If that is your name.
In a Star-Spangled Banner. She has disgraced the state of Michigan. She has disgraced the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
Disgraced. Now I know why she lives in Nashville, because they will not have her there. How did someone hear that in a stadium? Do you think it sounded better in rehearsals? And you can't just kick somebody out. Once you sing, you got to think somebody who is a professional singer is going to be able to just kill the anthem. It shouldn't be a hard thing. Do you think there was someone there who heard her warming up and said,
Someone should have said,
but what do you do? Shut it down?
Yeah, we can't
just
do
call
this.
Clay Walker? Is that what you do?
You do. If Clay was on, do you think he's on call at any point?
Clay Walker's around
somewhere. Drive me smooth.
Yeah, Clay Walker. You can find Clay Walker. Yeah.
No, he's
just
driving
Clay,
smooth somewhere.
Will you come sing National Anthem?
Yeah. Drive me smooth. Mm-hmm.
Oh, can you get Fergie?
Did you guys?
I don't remember how bad Fergie. I know it was bad that the players were laughing.
Did you guys happen to see the two Argentina fans?
Sounds like you're saying hot soccer fans.
Did you, Dale, did you see?
What does that mean?
They did the same thing as the Edmonton Oilers girl.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. No.
What did you Google to see that?
Yeah, I didn't. It came up on my timeline. I was like, what the heck, Fire? This is not suitable. This is not suitable for a soccer game.
Well, I can tell you that I was at the Colombia match and the Argentinian match. Argentina beats Colombia.
Oh, what?
In the stands,
no.
Argentina.
Okay. How much does he? Why doesn't he just punch Melissa in the face?
I'm just saying, at the match. Del, at the match.
Del, it's just crazy.
Well, the man clearly doesn't care about her feelings. We know that. So why wouldn't he just put the cherry on top of his lack of care?
No, he does.
Where's this?
Hey, I care about you. I care that there are people still in this city that don't have power. Are you kidding me? We know what, how, listen, is there anybody more incompetent than our power people here, our electricity people, than ERCOT, than CenterPoint? I mean, this is ridiculous. We will have another outage here soon. Are you a business and you want to stay in business? How about, well, you can't have a generator. There's a lot of businesses. If you're in a strip mall, you can't have. How about you get the Bronco Power Boost? Go to BroncoPowerBoost.com and look at the video. It's the stuff that they can save for you. Wi-Fi, lights, point of sale, security system, security cameras, okay? You can keep your business open. If you have medical freezers, if you have medical refrigerators where you have to keep your, and you can't have a generator, well, they'll just hook up right to your medical freezer and you will never, you won't lose a second. You won't lose a second of cool. Gas appliances, you can keep them all on. It is the best way to go if you can't, first of all, can't afford. It's a lot cheaper. Secondly, you got a 30% discount from the government. Third, there's no maintenance, no noise. It's so easy. It's BroncoPowerBoost.com. Get your Bronco Power Boost. Keep your lights on. BroncoPowerBoost.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.